This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. The oddest thing just happened. I'm actually live from CPAC today. I'm live from CPAC, and the hallway here has been swept clean by the Secret Service. The Secret Service decided to do a sweep of the hallway, and is the most surreal thing, because I am literally alone in the hallway here. I had a show planned for you. I had a bunch of guests that we were going to go live, and I'm literally the only one here, so I'm just going to wing it. So, like I said, I'm here at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference that is held every year. It'll be Thursday today and Friday, continuing on to Saturday. President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak here tomorrow at 10 a.m., which is actually in and of itself pretty amazing, given that we have not had a sitting president speak at CPAC since Ronald Reagan's first term, 1981. So we're here at CPAC. We're very excited to be here. I am going to try as I might to bring you some guests. Like I said, I had a bunch of guests scheduled, but they're literally not allowing anyone into the hallway right now. I was one of the first people waiting to get back in. They literally sweeped the whole of the radio row here, which is in and of itself bizarre. Because you have all these national radio shows that are here that basically they just kicked everybody out. So I was fortunate enough to just be one of the first people waiting to get back in. So anyway, just to let you people know what's going on here. So I'm here at CPAC, and the question I have is, what exactly is the state of conservatism? That's the question here that I have, because what, you know, and I thought about this a lot actually in the last couple of days, because I knew I was going to be here. What is conservatism now? Because, you know, we heard during the campaign, many people, I can remember Ted Cruz, and many people talked about, well, you know, Donald Trump's not conservative. I'm the most conservative candidate here. Donald Trump is not a conservative. And I would agree with that assessment, frankly. Donald Trump is not a conservative. He's never been a conservative, really. When you think about it, he's a pragmatist. So it leaves us with the question of, what exactly is the state of conservatives? What is conservative? And I would argue that conservatives have lost their way. Because if you think about it, again, what is conservative? What is conservative, for instance, about the establishment of the Republican Party? Because I just had this conversation earlier with Dr. Kelly Ward, who ran against John McCain in the primary. Of course, it didn't work. But we were having this discussion, and I hope to actually have her on the show. I think I'm going to have her on the show later if we can get her on. But what is the state of conservatives? Is Paul Ryan a conservative? I would argue that that the leading conservatives that are in Congress and the Senate are not actually conservative even. I've made this point several times on this show, if you listen to the show a lot. Is it conservative to be for trade deals that don't favor the American worker? Is it conservative to have open borders? Is it conservative to constantly be involved in foreign interventions and war? Is it conservative to nation build? Is that what conservatives stand for? Because really, that to me is not conservative. That to me is more along the lines of really what Hillary Clinton believed during the campaign. I mean, again, let's really look at what it means now to be conservative. And I would argue that there is clearly, and you know, the mainstream media has been talking about this, that there is this war within the Republican Party and the conservative movement, and so I think what's happening now within the Republican Party is indeed a civil war of sorts. And by that I mean that, you know, you've got the base of the Republican Party, and of course I've said this many times, the base of the Republican Party hates the Republican Party. I mean, pure and simple. And so you have to ask yourself, where does that leave Republicans? And by the way, this needs to happen as well on the Democrat side. And it is actually happening. If you look at, for instance, I just saw today, I don't know if, did anybody catch that CNN town hall meeting with Democrats? If you look at where the Democrat Party is headed, for instance, you've got Keith Ellison now. That is, they say he's now leading in the race to head the Democrat National Committee. If you think about that, I think that there is, in fact, the same thing going on in the Republican Party as is going on in the Democrat Party. The difference being that the disruptor, if you will, was Donald Trump, and Donald Trump won the presidency. Obviously, on the Democrat side, the disruptor, if you will, was Bernie Sanders. But, you know, we know how that turned out. Obviously, Bernie Sanders didn't get the nomination, and they put up Hillary Clinton, and we know how that worked out. But, again, I would argue that, you know, what does it mean to be conservative? For instance, you know, we're sitting here, I'm at the, you know, I'm at CPAC. Obviously, CPAC invited, you know, obviously the big story is, Milo, you know, the conservative political action, conference invited Milo. Then, you know, of course, the proverbial stuff hit the fan, and they disinvited him. So, but you have to ask yourself, is Milo conservative? No, I would argue that he's not conservative. I would. So the question is, exactly what does it mean today to be a conservative? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you feel down and out, sing a song. Edward Woodson Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, and see, make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. And really one of the most bizarre scenes that I've ever been a part of. The Secret Service just swept CPAC Radio Row. I was able to get back in. I just started doing my show, and it is surreal as I'm looking around. No one, literally, no one is on Radio Row. Usually, at what time is it? 3:20 on a Thursday afternoon. This place, it would be packed with media, with all the people doing their radio shows. And it is virtually a ghost town here. But I am rocking and rolling and doing my show here live from CPAC. Unfortunately, all the guests I had, they can't get in. But I will be joined shortly. I think Matt Boyle is running around from Breitbart, and I think he's going to join me if he can get through security. So the question is, and this is what I want to ask everybody as I'm here, is what does it mean to be conservative now? Because clearly we have a president who's decidedly not conservative. I always thought it was funny during the campaign how everybody was kind of posing, you know, I'm more conservative. And it turns out that the guy that was the least conservative of all won. But now, what does that tell us, frankly? And I will say this, the conservative movement in this country has been pretty much hijacked by the establishment of both parties. I mean, if you look at the Democrat Party and look at the Republican Party now, what happened with the Republican Party, i.e. with the base basically revolting against the establishment, we saw a little precursor of that, little inklings of that, we saw with, there's of course Bernie Sanders. But we know how that turned out because they basically hijacked the nomination from Bernie Sanders. But if you think about it, I ask this question, and you know, I'd like for somebody to call. If you're listening right now, feel free to give me a call, 877-317-6432. What is conservatism? Well, I mean, what is it? What does it mean to be a conservative these days? Because again, conservative always believed in limited government, small government, but that's not what happened. I mean, these people, for instance, Paul Ryan is a perfect example. He's a poster child to me of somebody who espouses to be a conservative, yet, again, his policies are more aligned, I think, with somebody like Hillary Clinton. And the question really is, what does it mean to be a conservative now? What exactly does it mean to be a conservative? Does it mean that because if you do believe in limited government, then believe, for instance, in the right of the states to determine their own autonomy. If those are the things that you believe in, then we've gotten to be this huge state apparatus, really. And is that conservatism? Because I would argue that it's not. That it's absolutely not. And I think that conservatives, frankly, have lost their way. And again, you know, what does it mean? And I think also. If you look at these populist movements throughout the world, is that part of, you know, because this gets banted about, this phrase, this term, this, oh, I'm a conservative. Oh, and so I always ask people, like, well, what exactly does that mean to you? What exactly does that mean to you? Does that mean you're socially conservative? Does that mean you're conservative when it comes to limited government? And if so, And if so, at what level are you conservative? What does it mean to be conservative? I think conservatives have lost their way, frankly, and evidenced by the fact that nobody that was conservative even got a shot at anything. Like, I saw Ted Cruz walking around earlier, and I thought to myself, okay, how'd that work out for you, that whole conservative deal? Because it really didn't work out. He lost. That's my question today. It's a question for the day, and actually it's going to be the question for while I'm here, and I want to pose that to all the guests that I'm going to have on. Is what does it mean now? Well, because I think clearly it's changed. And if you look at what Donald Trump is doing, he's clearly not conservative, and he's clearly not. I don't think Donald Trump is even a Republican, and I've said that many times. He is really our first independent president that we've ever had, and it is stunning when you think about what Donald Trump was able to do, frankly, and. But it has to happen. It has to happen. The Republican Party needs to be destroyed. And to all those conservatives that are lamenting that, it's high time. And by the way, you did it to yourselves, people. To all the conservatives out there, you did it to yourselves. Okay, you did because you. You forgot what it meant to be conservative. You love big government. You love big government. Big government sucks. I think it was Ronald Reagan that said the nine most frightening words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. and that to me is really conservatism. That to me, limited government, I mean, that's what it means. So I'm going to be asking the question and posing it throughout the show. We'll be right back. Don't worry.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back? Still. You still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause my frequent spots that I'm known to rock. You hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Out. My last album was the Chronic. They want to know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They want
to
know how.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. My internet just went out too. It is one of those days. That is the excitement of doing a live show. So I am live at CPAC. I am actually the only one. I'm literally the only one on Radio Row right now. There's nobody else here. I'm totally alone. Well, I'm surrounded by Secret Service and the Prince George's County Police Department. So anyway, I'm doing the best I can with the limited resources I have. This is where you prove your mettle here, okay? Anyway, so the question is here. I am at CPAC. The question is, what does it mean to be conservative today? What does it mean to be conservative when the president of the United States, even though he has an R next to his name. I would argue he's not even a Republican. And frankly, that's why he won. That's why he won. If you really look, if you look at the parties right now and the state of both parties, frankly, they are clearly they're in disarray right now. I think the Democrat Party is in more disarray than even the Republican Party, because of the fact that they have been decimated by the number of seats that they have lost. They have been decimated, frankly, by the fact that they have no one waiting in the wings. They, they've lost. I think the last I checked is it was 1,200 seats that that the Democrat Party has lost. 1,200 seats. It's astounding. And you look at the fact that there are but now four states that control that have the governorship, the state legislature, four states where Democrats control all of it. Four states. I mean that is devastating. It's devastating when you think about the state of the Democrat Party, and the fact that the leadership of the Democrat Party believes, for instance, that somebody like Keith Ellison is going to be able to get white working class voters to come back to the fold is, to me, laughable. It's laughable. Keith Ellison? Really? How's Keith Ellison going to get white working class voters, for instance, in places like West Virginia, let's say, or Ohio, or Wisconsin, any number of those states that Donald Trump and that he won, and he won convincingly? Is Keith Ellison going to be the answer? I don't think so. Frankly, I really don't think so. I think they're making a huge mistake if in fact they believe that Keith Ellison is going to somehow deliver them the white working class voter. Because if you look at the state of the Democrat Party, again, they've been devastated. But you know, where are they going from here? I mean, what do they hope to gain? And not only that, not only like if you look at the moves, like for instance, Keith Ellison, good example. Who exactly is Keith Ellison going to bring in? And this reliance on groups like Black Lives Matter. If you think about it. Who are they gonna get here? Does the Democrat Party think they're gonna get black voters I guess they do. I guess they've made that calculation. They think they're gonna get black voters. But even so, let's think about this for a minute. Are the traditional black voter are they going to even vote for the Democrat Party any longer? Because, look, if you look at the Democrat Party, they have lost, frankly, all those traditional groups. I mean, if you look at their voting patterns, you know, the reason why the Democrat Party was able to win those two elections decisively was because, why? Barack Obama. Because they had Barack Obama. Barack Obama was the if you think about it, the Democrat Party, and without Barack Obama, and I said this during the election, I knew this was going to happen. Without Barack Obama, there is no, there is no coalition. Obviously, because they didn't go and they didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. Okay, those traditional voters. You know, white suburban mothers, for instance, the traditional black voter, they didn't go to the polls. They didn't vote. So if you look at, you know, what's happening in the Republican Party, you could say that, you know, Donald Trump represents really a new Republican Party. The Republican Party, even if you look at Ronald Reagan, as much as a transformative figure that Ronald Reagan was, Donald Trump, I would argue, is much more transformative because look, this has been going on for quite some time, i.e. This change in the Republican Party. This has been something that you look back to, you know, Barry Goldwater, 1964. There was always the, you know, the Republican establishment, the Richard Nixon, the Rockefeller crowd of Republicans versus the, of course, the Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan Republicans, and there was clearly this philosophical fight, right, that that had been going on for a number of years, really for decades, and Ronald Reagan won out, only to the Republican Party basically reverted back to the country club set with the Bushies. And what's remarkable, and I've said this before, is how Donald Trump was able to basically destroy the Republican Party and build a new party. Because the Republican Party now, again, is it conservative? I would argue that clearly it's not. It's really a new party. It's the Republican Party is the party of Donald Trump now. And it's the party of the Trumpsters, or the Trumpism, whatever you want to call it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors. 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions, and they're A+ rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Tim Meyer from Talk Media News out of Washington, D.C. Tim, how are you?
Well, listen, I think the war in the media is beginning right now in CPAC. I am sitting, Edward, I was going to be in person on your show, but I'm sitting right outside the security where they're blocking the media from entering Media Row. I think this came probably, a little bit, a few hours ago when they cleaned it for Mike Pence, Steve Bannon came through. I'm not sure if you got a chance to sit down and talk to them, but they came through. It's not moving here. There's thousands of people really literally sitting here. Media is getting kind of frustrated. They can't even get to their live shows right now. Fortunately, you're on the air.
Okay, so let me just tell you what happened with me. So obviously I was swept out with everyone else, and then I just kind of hung out at the front for a while, and they allowed like staff to come in, the volunteers, and then literally almost like I was like 2 minutes before the show, they're like, okay, you can go in.
but you sort of lucked out.
Right, I sort of lucked out.
Yeah, the press is upset. You know, and it's interesting, this week has been, in the last 2 weeks, it's really been the press in the White House fighting with each other. You have conservative press fighting with conservative press. I think, it's strange that Donald Trump has placed us as public enemy number one, but now I've seen it inside, where the press is upset by who Donald Trump picking as questions and Spicer's picked as questions. And now I'm thinking, let them pick 41 people. Let them all ask questions. But some of the people in the mainstream can't stand it when some of the obscure or conservative publications are being called on, sometimes even first.
And see, and that's actually my question, too, going forward throughout the conference, is what does it mean now to be conservative, Tim? I mean, because, you know, you always hear people talking about, like, beating their chest and saying, oh, I'm conservative, I'm more conservative, blah, blah, blah. What does it mean to be conservative now? I mean, because that's, I think Donald Trump's kind of blown that up, right? I mean, what exactly does it mean?
I think it's a different type of conservative. Conservatives are, you have to admit, they are divided here, even here. And some
absolutely.
Strong supporters for Donald Trump, and then there's some that aren't. And Ted Cruz had walked by, Senator Cruz walked by, and his message is still, he still really isn't on board with the Trump train. He talked about, look, the American people spoke. These were the people, the hardworking Americans that voted Donald Trump, but we ought to listen to them. I think that's the first thing that he said that really actually made sense in terms of this election. But there is quite a division here. Even I've seen some heated debates among conservatives, organizations, and so forth. So what does it mean to be conservative? I think that's yet to be decided. I think the same thing could be said on what does it mean to be liberal as well, because both parties are trying to find who they are right now.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point. And I mentioned that earlier in the show, too. What does it mean to be liberal? Because I would say that you've got, I call them neoliberals. Neoliberals are almost the same as neocons now. You know what I mean? It's almost as if they have joined forces where you have now the left embracing, you know, the intelligence community, the deep state, and then you have conservatives as well doing the same. And it's true, and I think what you're seeing is this fight with both parties, frankly, to try to determine, you know, what does it mean to be liberal, what does it mean to be conservative, because I don't think those labels really much matter any longer.
But I think even the press is having a hard time understanding. As I see, we're starting to actually move toward the media row. They're letting us through, but I'll continue to talk to you a bit. You know, I think the press is having a difficult time understanding itself, what it means to be liberal, what it means to be conservative. Basically, the press is so upset being called fake news, and I think a lot of people haven't, you know, explained what really fake news is. And, you know, my definition of the fake news thing is this editorial spin that's been going on for a few decades now, where we no longer do news reporting. We put our editorial opinions on the front page instead of it on the op-ed pages. And I think that's really what Donald Trump is talking about when he said this is just fake news and just continue to spin it in the direction that your editors or the direction that the writer wants. And I've long started to think that writers should now be more transparent, Edward. At the bottom of the story, they ought to talk about their political affiliations, if they're a Democrat, Republican, who they voted for. And I think if that would go a long ways towards the public trusting the press again, if they were completely transparent on all the political activities and so forth that they're involved with.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I totally agree. In fact, because what's happened now is there is no straight reporting any longer. I mean, nobody does that any longer. I mean, if you look at the mainstream media, let's be honest, they are biased. You know, they have a political bias. And of course, conservatives do as well. So, you're right. I mean, like, I tell people all the time, I say, hey, I am not a journalist. Okay. I'm an opinion guy. That's what I do. It's, you know, and if you don't like my opinion, that's great. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I think that's the difference. And the people that call themselves in doing straight news, they don't understand that they're not. From the second they choose their lead, the second they choose who they're going to quote, who they're not going to quote, who's going to be the prominent person in the story, it all becomes, you know, it's all their biases. That's what, you know, I've seen for the last 20 years. I've been in the business for 30-plus years, and I've seen this tilt consistently grow each and every day. And now it's come where we just run stories with anonymous sources.
All right, and yeah, that's the latest, is anonymous sources. Correct, anonymous sources.
Years ago, if I did that as a journalist, I would have been fired.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what happened with Judith Miller in the New York Times.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I mean, you know, all of a sudden we want to believe everything that's in the New York Times, and we forget what happened to the Judith Miller in Iraq war, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that never happened. So, I mean, those are types of things we got to be, I think, very careful. I think people should be talking to people on the record. Sure, we need those anonymous sources that back it up with people on the record. And they could have done that, perhaps, in the New York Times story, but they didn't.
Well, maybe it's because they didn't really have any sources. maybe they just made it up. You know, I mean, honestly. So, I mean, you know, I mean,
I think they have sources, and you'd be surprised.
Well, if you've got sources,
if you
talk
to them, often they go on the record. They do.
Well, I know that.
I mean, but and we don't see that anymore at this point with the reporting. It's, you know, I thought the slogan should be, you know, how about make journalism great again? Because it's
yes.
Not.
Yes, make journalism great again. You know, the other day I told my pool guy, make my pool great again. You can pretty much say that about everything, right, Tim?
So, anyway, CPAC's going to be pretty exciting. Donald Trump's going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be packed. He's coming in early in the morning. It should be an exciting day tomorrow for a lot of conservatives.
Oh, yeah. And again, we're still trying to figure out exactly what that means to be conservative. Okay?
Yeah. If you do find out, let me know. Perhaps you'll find out what it means.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. That's exactly what I'm trying to find out the next couple of days. I'm trying to figure out what exactly it means to be conservative now. Because the Republican Party, I don't really think, is very conservative. And the leaders of the Republican Party aren't very conservative. And Donald Trump isn't a conservative. Thank God.
And it'll be, you know, I've seen a few things going around that they're already talking about 2020 with Trump. So the Trump supporters are certainly energized here.
Oh, absolutely. No question. All right, Tim, listen, I got to take a break, but thanks for coming on the show under such difficult circumstances.
Okay, thank you, Edward.
All right, thanks. We'll see you soon. The madness, the mayhem continue in a moment. Don't go anywhere. We've got Matt Boyle up next. We'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show. Changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.